We have another impressive beauty queen here in our studio. We've got Mrs. South Carolina America joining us. Her name is Julie Holmes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks
Julie,
for being here.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So this, we understand it as, this was your first pageant ever.
Yes, sir.
And so, you won it.
Yes, I did.
So no little tykes, no little Miss Queen, no Miss Teen.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
You hit a pretty big milestone.
Right out the gate.
Age bracket.
I feel very honored, truly.
And you said when you turn a certain age that you were like, I want to do something different.
Yes, so I turned 40. This is about a year and a half ago now. I turned 40 and I thought, I really want to do something to push me out of my comfort zone, to challenge me. This is totally out of my comfort zone. And I was telling you, I was kind of quietly watching Bethany Thomas, who was a former Mrs. South Carolina 2023, and just really inspired by her and thought, well, maybe this is something that I can do. And then fast forward, I apply and here I am as Mrs. South Carolina. It's really a dream come true.
And not only you're here as Mrs. South Carolina, but you're heading to
Mrs. America.
Mrs. America.
Yes, in about 3 months. It's in Las Vegas. August 27th is our competition.
Julie, walk us through the various channels of the various pageants.
Sure.
So this is called Mrs. South Carolina America.
Yes.
But there's a certain requirement for the ladies.
Yes. So for Mrs., you have to be married. You have to be at least 18 years of age and married. And then in this Mrs. organization, they also created a Miss for America Strong title. And that is to give another opportunity for someone who's not married, at least 18 years of age. You could also be divorced or widowed. Just you have to be single to enter that category.
And then you have Mrs. South Carolina.
Mrs. South Carolina.
Which goes up to Miss America.
Mrs. America.
And then you've got the Miss USA track that goes up.
That's right. Okay. And then they also created about 6 or 7 years ago the Mrs. American. So for Mrs. South Carolina, there's a Mrs. South Carolina American. Her name is Brianna. She lives in Greenville. So then there's an opportunity for her to go to Mrs. American. I know there's a lot. It's a lot. I'm still learning myself.
Well, I mean, but again, you're not only, you know, pageant queens or beauty queens, but you are state ambassadors, really.
It's so true.
I mean, it's
yes,
huge. Like
yes.
You are doing great things for our state. People are getting to know things about our state that they
that's
might not
goal.
Have otherwise known. And
that's my goal.
I think it's great.
Thank you so
and
much.
The stage is big enough to have
right.
lots
all of, them.
Of
I agree.
Beautiful women that are impressive and strong.
Honestly, what surprised me so much about this was the sisterhood. The women that I have come and met, I know we will be lifelong friends. Truly. Mm-hmm. You think sometimes with women, okay, how is this going to be? Is there going to be a lot of jealousy and competitiveness? It is not like that. It is women supporting women, empowering one another, cheering each other on. And that's what it needs to be about.
Mm-hmm. We don't have enough of that in the society
no,
that
really
we live
don't.
In. Sometimes.
We don't.
Especially between women.
Yes.
You love to support each other and you love to tear each other down.
It can certainly happen. Yeah. But something with pageantry is a lot about community and giving back in your community. So there's a lot of giving with this organization as well.
Well, you have a platform and let us know more about your platform and how you got connected to the platform.
So Ronald McDonald House is my platform. Last March, our baby boy, Mason, was hospitalized twice in 1 month for respiratory issues. He was 11 months old. So that was very hard. It was a journey I had never navigated before with my two other children. And we were at Hemby Children's Hospital. They have a family room there, Caroline's Corner. A nurse suggested I go down there to get a hot cup of coffee. Met with a generous volunteer. It's staffed only by volunteers. Everything in the room is donated. Everything is at no charge. There's snacks, there's books, socks, you know, things you don't think to bring to the emergency room. And then I left that room thinking, I need to be a part of this. This was before I had decided to apply for the pageant. And now I'm a volunteer in the family room through Ronald McDonald House. And then I knew when I applied for Mrs. South Carolina, this would be my platform.
What a wonderful story.
It's great to be able to give back and be a voice for this organization.
And well, again, you become an ambassador for the organization
as well.
And if they don't know about the Ronald McDonald House, what are the details there?
So something that really surprised me is that about 90% of their funds are from donations. I did not know that. So it's really important to donate if you're able to. Volunteers, they need volunteers there, whether you're at the house or at their Happy Wheels cart that goes around in the hospitals or even in their family room, because like I said, it is only staffed from volunteers. So if the volunteer's not there, that room is shut and closed. Mm-hmm. So we really do need volunteers if anyone is able to do that.
The Ronald McDonald House, though, it will provide housing.
It does.
A room, a shower, and a place for food. Parents to grab something to eat while their child is receiving medical
That's
care.
That's exactly right. So their mission is keeping families close. And their house, it's a beautiful home. They have teams that come in every day, volunteers that will cook meals, bake cookies. There's pet therapy. There's arts and crafts. There's a game room. I do toy drives during Christmas. So all of that, anything you can give or donate is always appreciated.
And it's also for the siblings of
it's
the families.
It's also for the siblings, not even just, it's honestly probably more for the families of the sick child than anyone.
Wow. We're speaking with Julie Holmes. She is Mrs. South Carolina America, and she is from our community. You're from the Indianland area.
I live in Indianland. Yes, sir.
All right. What else do you want us to know about Julie Holmes? So you're married.
I'm married to my husband, Greg. We own a small business that's local, Window Source of the Carolinas. So it's mainly residential replacement windows and doors. We have three children, Harper, who's almost six, Brody turns 4 in June, and then Mason just turned 2. Wow.
That's a great name.
Yeah, those are good names.
Especially Brody.
Thank you.
Yeah. 3 under 5.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah,
you are busy.
I work part-time also at a med spa in Charlotte, so I'm actually heading up there after this. And so,
are you going like that today?
I'm going to take the crown and the banner off.
I think you should keep it on with your scrubs
so
or whatever.
So with all that
wear.
Going on, you decided, why not enter this beauty pageant?
Yes.
Do you get offended when people call it a beauty pageant? Do you?
No, I don't. I do like to try to explain to my daughter it's not just, it's not about beauty. In fact, when we talk about makeup and stuff, I like to tell her it's not about making you pretty, it's maybe making you fancy because you're completely beautiful without makeup. You don't need makeup. I don't need makeup, but it's just kind of fun to do. So I'm definitely something I'm trying to instill in my daughter.
That's great. I mean, that is a tough sometimes conversation to have considering the world we live in and the images we are bombarded with. And, you know, the pageant world, and we've said this often on this show, it gets a bad reputation, right? It's just to your point. You're just, why should I stand on stage and be judged on how I physically look by a group of judges who don't know anything about me? But what people don't realize is that beauty, yes, God gave you beauty. That can open doors. If that cracks open a door, then you have to sell the rest of it based on your personality and your experiences in life. So that opens the door. We all need a leg up in life. But if that can open the door and you can advocate for the Ronald McDonald House, you can help families, you can encourage other moms that probably feel lost in their identity once you become a mom.
Absolutely.
What's the problem with that? Yeah. I still to this day have never understood the issue that people have with pageants.
I completely agree with that. You know, to be honest, 50% of your scoring and judging is interview.
Yeah.
And so it's so important to be able to have this plan. What are you going to do with this title? It's not just about a pretty face and posing for pictures. You need to give back to the community and show that you're going to make an impact.
Well, especially with young ladies that do it, it's interview skills. It's how to tell
time management.
It's life skills.
Yes. In a job interview, you will be asked
confidence, public speaking, what I'm doing right now.
Tell me about Julie Holmes.
Exactly.
Like you knew your three bullet points.
Exactly.
If someone says, tell me about Ashley Lang, where do you start? How much information do you share? What don't you share? And you learn all that.
Poise,
how to walk, how to stand.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's also showing, like you said, you have a daughter. And so it's showing your daughter that you don't. You know, while being a mother and a wife is a lot of times our calling. Yes,
absolutely.
That's something that God gave us.
Yes.
But you don't want to lose yourself and there's more. And, you know, your kids are going to be gone one day. I mean, that's you're doing your job, you know, like God gave them to you to raise. Mm-hmm. They're going to be gone one day. And then, you know, and it's showing your daughter and your boys for that matter.
Yes.
You know, that there's you also have to do. You have to pour into yourself. You have to pour into your community.
Self-care is so important. And I try to involve them in as much as I can. Any of the volunteer fundraising events, I try to bring them to show them it's important for us to give back. We are so blessed and fortunate in everything that we have. We need to give back to those who are in
need.
Julie, when do you compete for the... Is it international crown or
world? So Mrs. America is August 27th is our competition. And then whoever wins that will go on to compete for Mrs. World.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So you'll the one for the country pageant or this national pageant is when is that again?
August 27th for Mrs. America.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
All right.
Yes. All right.
So well, you'll get back with us.
I will come back and let you know.
Absolutely.
How
well, please
we're
do.
Cheering you on.
Thank you so much.
Do you have
so
to
much.
Have a talent?
No talent. Okay. Thank goodness.
If you had to do a talent, what would your
oh
talent be?
Oh my gosh, no. I don't know.
Just pour water in a glass like Sandra Bullock did.
There we go. Yes, 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 yes.
With the spoons.
Yeah, that's it. Give a toast. That actually is a real
that's
talent.
That's a good one.
That's true.
And you can do that now.
That's true. I could do that.
Bring up a microphone and
yes.
Yeah, find an old song from the 90s and put some words to it for a toast. That's hilarious.
Or you can do it as a roast. Even better.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations once again to Julie Holmes. She is Mrs. South Carolina America. She'll compete for the national title later this summer. She is from Indianland, and we are so proud that she's representing all of South Carolina. So congratulations
Thank
again,
you.
Julie.
Thank you.